Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are looking pretty flat this morning, almost like the market is holding its breath. What's the vibe out there?
It is definitely a post-Fed hangover, Alex. The market got that 25 basis point rate cut it wanted yesterday. We even saw record highs intraday, but then the party came to a screeching halt. Fed Chair Powell's commentary really threw some cold water on hopes for another cut in December.
A classic buy the rumor, sell the news situation, huh? The market finished mixed, and it seems like that indecision is carrying over. But beyond the Fed, there's another massive headline, the U.S. and China.
This is a big one. It looks like a one-year trade truce has been reached. China is delaying rare earth export controls. The U.S. is cutting some fentanyl-linked tariffs. And perhaps most importantly, for the heartland, China is resuming purchases of American soybeans.
That sounds like a clear positive. But what's the catch? There's always a catch.
Well, the fine print is crucial. The report specifically notes that NVIDIA's advanced Blackwell chips were not part of the discussion. So this is a truce on some goods, but the high-stakes tech war is clearly still on.
Got it. So, a fragile piece. Now let's get to the main event for traders today, earnings. It was a deluge after the bell, especially from the Magnificent Seven names.
A truly mixed bag. On the winning side, you have Alphabet soaring over 8%. They beat on earnings and revenue, and that Google Cloud growth was a monster at 34% year over year. They're also boosting their capital expenditures, which is a sign of confidence.
And you can't ignore Eli Lilly, up 4% pre-market. They absolutely crushed their earnings estimates and raised guidance. Those weight loss drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound, are just printing money for them.
They are absolute blockbusters. But then you flip the coin. Look at Meta Platforms, getting hammered down almost 9%. They beat expectations, but their fourth quarter guidance was just in line. The street wanted more, and it's punishing them for it.
Just in line isn't good enough in this market. I see Microsoft is also slipping a bit, down about 1.7%, even with a solid beat and strong Azure growth of 39%.
It shows you how high expectations are. A beat isn't enough. You need a beat and a raise and spectacular guidance to get rewarded. Outside the mega caps, the pain is even more real for some. FMC Corp is just collapsing, down almost 30% after slashing its dividend to pay down debt.
Wow, a 30% haircut is brutal. And I'm seeing Wolfspeed, the chipmaker, down 20% on weak guidance. On the flip side, Align Technology, the Invisalign maker, is gapping up 15% on a strong report. The moves are just wild.
It's a stock picker's market, no doubt. You have to look at the individual stories. For instance, Tesla is facing a trifecta of bad press. Reports of robo-taxi crashes, a recall on the Cybertruck light bar, and CalPERS coming out against Elon Musk's pay package. The stock is only down about 1%, but that's a lot of negative headlines to fight through.
There's also some M&A news percolating. Novo Nordisk making a bid for Metsera? That's got Metsera stock popping nearly 20%.
Right, and that's a direct challenge in the red-hot obesity drug space. Also, keep an eye on ServiceNow. They announced a 5-for-1 stock split, which the market usually loves. The stock is up about 3% on that news.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. With all these cross-currents, what are the sectors telling us? Where is the money flowing?
The signals are pretty clear. The analysis shows strength in tech and healthcare. No surprise, given the results from Google and Eli Lilly. Money is flowing into those sectors, but it's flowing out of areas like real estate and utilities. They're showing real weakness.
So a classic risk-on rotation. What about the broader indices? What are the key levels traders should be watching at the open?
For the S&P 500, that 687 level is key resistance. We're seeing momentum fade as we approach it. On the downside, watch 680 for support. For the NASDAQ, the big number to break is 636 on the upside, with support down at 630. The market feels coiled right here, waiting for a catalyst.
And that catalyst could be coming in just a few minutes. We've got the advance read on third quarter GDP and the latest initial jobless claims numbers hitting at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. That could set the tone for the entire day.
Absolutely. That GDP number is the big one. It will either confirm the economy's momentum or feed into the Fed's cautious stance. The takeaway for traders today is to be nimble. Focus on names with proven relative strength, especially in tech and semis. Use tight stops, because if support breaks, things could get ugly fast. Avoid those weak cyclical sectors until they show signs of life.
Great advice. It sounds like a day for caution, but with pockets of real opportunity. A trader's paradise, if you know where to look. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime, Alex.
Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.